ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय 4 मॉर्निंग वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम Canto 4, entitled The Creation of the Fourth Order. Chapter 1, entitled Genealogical Table of the Daughters of Manu, and text 58. एवं सुरगणस्तता भगवन्तौ अभिस्तुतौ लब्धावलोकेर्ययातु अर्चितौ गन्धमादनाम् Bhagavantau, hands of mercy, to the Gandhamadana hill. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, appearing as the sage Naranarayana, the Lord glanced upon them with mercy and then departed for Gandhamadana hill. There is no purport, so we will continue reading the next verse. Tau imau vai bhagavato harer amsau iha gatau bhara vyaya sa Bhuva, Krishna Yadu Guru Vahu. Translation. The Naranarayan Rishi, who is a partial expansion of Krishna, has now appeared in the dynasty of Yadu and Guru, in the forms of Krishna and Arjuna respectively, to mitigate the burden of the world. Purport. Narayana is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and Nara is the part of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narayana. He appeared in the family of the Kurus and that Narayana, the plenary expansion of Krishna, had come as Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, with the purpose of delivering suffering humanity from the pangs of material burdens. In other words, Narayana Rishi was now present in the world in the form of in the forms of Krishna and Arjuna. ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरुवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सगना रघुनाथं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सगणालिता श्रीविशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्ता राधाकान्ता नमोऽस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चन गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी ऋषभानुसुतदेवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च सहिता गदाधार शिवसरिगौरभक्तवृन्द हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे 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 कृष्णा सीकिंग द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ सीनियर डिवोशनरीज वैष्णवस Speak something from Srimad Bhagavatam for my own purification. So, we have seen there is a population increase in the universe and the secondary creation by Lord Brahma. We've seen Swayambhuva Manu, who is a first Manu, who comes out of Brahma, married to Satarupa, had three daughters and two sons. So previous canto we seen the daughter Devahuti and his family, and her family, and her son Kapila Dev, the teachings of Lord Kapila to Mother Devahuti. Now here, starting from this canto, as a chapter entitled Genealogical Table of the Daughters of Manu, the first daughter Akuti married to Prajapati Ruchi. To forget the in, what if Krishna is not there, or what if this process is not giving what it promised, or what if I didn't able to develop the bhakti which is mentioned in scriptures, or what if you know I'm not able to really get the happiness. So this is the greatest fear, because we have given up material activities, material desires, which is giving, you know, it is promising big, but it delivers very small, but at least there is there. Some kind of happiness is there. Otherwise, no one will do. But yeah, the time spent in doing the activity may be long, or time in spent in pursuing material happiness is long, but some drop is there, like a drop in the ocean of desert. Yeah, it's there. So I have given that, and I have taken shelter of lotus feet of Krishna, which is a reservoir of all transcendental pleasure. And what if my journey not able to make through? So this makes us worry. So then we look back, or we look around, or we look into future. Faith means we're looking up to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That, oh Lord, that He is there, that He will protect me, or He will give me. Because when we faced with adversity, it's not our happiness or peace will depend on our wealth or strength or material qualities, but it depends on our faith. Prabhupada used to always quote that verse, Tattena Kampam Sumikshamano, and that one, and then it always tells, you know, regarding the special mercy of the Supreme Lord. The Lord gives special mercy means that He will take away all the material wealth. So by taking away all the material wealth, then all the relatives and friends will not appreciate, or will not be with, because they reject you. So wealth is gone, relation, material relationship gone. So the person completely surrenders to the Lord. So there was one story actually, that Narada Muni and Krishna went to visit, and there was one old lady. She was serving, and then she had one cow. So Krishna went there, and Narada Muni, then he was coming out. Krishna was murmuring something, and Narada Muni asked, what is this? What you are saying something? He said, let the cow die. And Narada Muni got bewildered. He said, you know, why? You know, she has only one possession, that cow. They are telling that cow to die, because that's the last attachment she had. If she don't have that, then she will surrender fully unto my lotus feet. Then she will come back to me. So in Bhagavad Gita, that verse, Vyavasatmika Buddhi Reke Guru Nandana Bahusakahi Anantascha Buddheyo Vyavasashinam. Those who are in the path are resolute in purpose, and their aim is one. O beloved child of the Gurus, the intelligent of those who are irresolute is many branched. So Prabhupada gives a strong faith that by Krishna consciousness one will be elevated to the highest perfection of life is called Vyavasatmika intelligence. So one develop that faith that by just doing Krishna consciousness my life is perfected. Because you know I would say it will be tested. You know, when you are taking up Krishna consciousness means you are declaring war against Maya. This is a famous statement of Prabhupada. And it will be true. It will be, you know, you will go through tribulation. Many people will ask you. Many people think that this spirituality is a means to escape from the not facing materialistic activities or materialistic life. You're just escaping, or you're a burden in the society. But we have to understand that we are dealing with the reality of life, that this material body is going to go, this material possession, prestige, power, relationship, everything is going to taken, will be taken one day. What we are going to do when everything is taken away? We are not something imagining our, it's not a mental fuzz that we are doing these activities. Because these are all reality that we have to face. The problems of life is going to come. We're going to face that. How are we going to find solution? So we need to understand this knowledge and equip oneself and then treat others. Otherwise, it will be, just an ignorance. We think that this is just, we are not doing something substantial, or we are not doing, the so-called problems of material world. We are not finding any solution. It is very important. And not only that, the we have to have the faith in the Chandogya Upanishad. It is said, it's in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when a person develops Shraddha, faith, he can think about a subject and understand it. Whereas, one cannot do so without Shraddha. Indeed, only a person with Shraddha can reflect on anything. Chandogya Upanishad 7.19.1. So, with faith, even our devotional service, start, the first is Shraddha. Shraddha comes bhajana kriya and sadhu sangha. This Shraddha faith, that to understand the activities of the Lord, we need that faith. In this regard, I'll tell you one story from Chaitanya Charitamrita, that Mahaprabhu is meeting Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. So Mahaprabhu was planning to go to Vrindavan, and Nityananda Prabhu diverted him, and then he brought to the house of Advaita Acharya. Then they traveled, then Nityananda Prabhu explained about the Seeshore, Gopinath, then Sakshi Gopal, all these places, Nityananda Prabhu explaining. Then Nityananda Prabhu broke the danda of Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu got upset. It's a very transcendental pastime. And Mahaprabhu went forward. He said, "I'm not going to come with you guys. I'm going to go alone. Either I'll go back or I'll go front. I'm not going to come along with you." So Mahaprabhu went first to Jagannath Puri. So by entering the Jagannath Puri, Mahaprabhu went into ecstasy. He collapsed. He looks like almost dead. Then Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya took Mahaprabhu to his house. He saw this person looks like an ordinary person, but he exhibiting transcendental ecstasies. He says all the 8 transcendental ecstasies are there in his body. The body is trembling, color is changing, quivering, standing in erect, tears are flowing like all the transcendental ecstasies. If someone is having 1 or 2 ecstasy of this 8 transcendental ecstasy, he is just, there's a stage called flame, dumaita. Then if someone has more than 1 or 2, 3 or 4, then he move on to, a lighter, jwalita, Then it turns to, deepta, inflamed, then udipta, then sudipta, that is intensely inflamed. So Mahaprabhu exhibiting sudipta sattvika, this is a stage, that is he exhibiting intense ecstasy of 8 transcendental ecstasies. Not only that, he is also exhibiting that Adhirudha Mahabhav. We know. So, Mahabhav means that there is a definition given that a devotee, when he is meeting the Supreme Lord, Vishaya meeting the Ashraya, he experiences some kind of ecstasy. But that is insufficient. So the devotee is looking for, is looking up the Supreme Lord in different ways and is undergoing some kind of emotional ecstasy within, which is not manifested. Then that stage is called Anuraga. When that stage becomes intensified, then he undergoes Bhava. When this Bhava becomes more, then he becomes Mahabhava. So the Mahaprabhu exhibiting this Adhirudha Mahabhava. So when you read Chaitanya Charitamrita, you will see these ecstasies of Mahabhava. You know, whenever we meet devotees, or you know, we say, "Prabhu, you are in ecstasy," or you know, you take it, this ecstasy as a, you know, like a, what do you call it, a daily word, a kind of thing. But actually, there is chapters in ecstasy. In an act of devotion, you know, it talks about destructive ecstasies. There is destructive ecstasy. You know, what is destructive ecstasy? Mahaprabhu exhibiting 33 destructive ecstasies. Like, you know, his teeth are, you know, moving, his bruises in the face, you know, blood is coming out of the teeth and, you know, collapsing. Like as if the bone and skin is, you know, joined together. Like, you know, there is so much level to it. And it is clearly mentioned, these are exhibited by the eternal associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And this is not commonly available, you know, like anyone we can see. Because to exhibit externally means something is happening internally. The person is undergoing like a volcanic eruption of ecstasy. Then he couldn't able to control and then he exhibit on external. But most of the time, that comes up in a reverse way. Sometimes we will exhibit externally, crying and, you know, weeping. But internally they're thinking something else. They are not really separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So these are exhibited by only the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya understood is not a normal person. He is a sannyasi, young sannyasi. But he is a Mayavad, you know, like a top scholar in that time in India. The sannyasis of Mayavad order has to come and, you know, listen from Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Bhattacharya was a great personality of Mayavad school. So he was, and then Bhattacharya had a brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya. Gopinath Prasad. Is it Gopinath? Gopinath Prasad, yeah? Gopinath Acharya, sorry. Yeah, he is a great devotee of Mahaprabhu. He saw Mahaprabhu, he was in ecstasy, seeing Mahaprabhu in Bhattacharya house. So then Bhattacharya was asking Gopinath, who is this person? What is his sannyasi name? So Gopinath Acharya says, he taken sannyas and his sannyas name is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. And he has taken sannyas from Bharati Sampradaya. So Bhattacharya was saying, oh, really? That is second class sannyas. So there are, you know, that time, even if you take sannyas, they have different class. That is, first class is means Saraswati, Tita, and Ashrama. Second class means, you know, like Bharati. And then third is like Puri. There are like Shankaracharya gave, you know, they divided into 10 categories of sannyas. There are different categories of sannyas. So Bhattacharya was saying, oh, he is a second class sannyas. If want, I can give him first class sannyas. I can make him a first class Saraswati sannyas. And he is looking so young. And I doubt how can he keep the vow of sannyas. So Mahaprabhu took sannyas at the age of 24. And Mahaprabhu is so beautiful. The form and beauty of Mahaprabhu bewilders whole of Navadvip. Mahaprabhu with the hair, you know, such a beauty that when he lost the hair, Satchimata was weeping when he seeing Mahaprabhu. And Mahaprabhu saw Satchimata. Mahaprabhu sat on the lap of Satchimata and were weeping. Both are weeping. just by seeing Mahaprabhu not having the hair. You know, it was like 2 days back we had Mahaprabhu, you know, was having a long hair. It immediately reminded me of Nimai Pandit. This is Nimai Pandit, you know. Such a beautiful long hair Mahaprabhu had, curly. It's his beauty is like, you know, beautifies the whole of creation. That is Mahaprabhu. So such a young, beautiful sannyasi, Bhattacharya was asking, how can you keep the vow of sannyasi there? So Gopinath, this makes Gopinath very much angry. How can he, you know, he said, you know, you're talking about, you know, he's a Paramahamsa. He's a supreme personality of Godhead. What do you know about him? Yeah? He is not an ordinary person. He is the supreme person of Godhead. Krishna, you know, in the Veda, in the Vedic scriptures, he says, you can be a scholar, you can be a learned, but you cannot understand the supreme personality of Godhead without the mercy of the supreme personality of Godhead. Without the mercy, that means without faith and without the mercy of the supreme personality of Godhead, you cannot understand the activities of Paramahamsa, or you cannot understand the activities of the supreme personality of Godhead. Then Bhattacharya asked, so, you know, okay, I didn't get, you are speaking, have you got the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead? Huh? So Gopinath says, that the very moment that I am speaking about the Supreme Personality of Godhead shows that I have received the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. That I understood, I am speaking, I am telling this is Supreme Personality of Godhead means that I have received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one having that kind of faith and one having that kind of understanding that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is none other than Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, itself shows that one has received the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. One is coming into Krishna consciousness means that he has exhibited all other religious rituals and activities. He has, you know, fulfilled all the scriptural process, then he is coming into Krishna consciousness. That itself shows that a person received a mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So devotees means they are very, very rare. One person taking Krishna consciousness means we should understand that he has received the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Without that, one cannot come to that conclusion that is one practicing Krishna consciousness. So, Sarva Bhattacharya said, okay, then the pastime continue. So, because to understand and to appreciate, one should receive the mercy, and that's how we'll get faith. And that, if in practical sense, we should have faith in devotees, we should have faith in spiritual master, we should have faith in the process. Because it is said, if we hear the scriptures from a bona fide spiritual master with faith, that's how one develops, you know, that's how one faith gets increased. We say faith, we develop faith by association. Association means that we are hearing from a bona fide spiritual master. So when our faith increases. So one time, there's a from the book of Tamal Krishna Maharaj. So Tamal Krishna Maharaj wrote a letter to Prabhupada. He asked about Srila Prabhupada's previous life details, which he didn't ask in a doubting sense, but somehow or other he was reading the section of Narada Muni from first canto, and he developed this inquisitive, what is, you know, to know about previous life of Srila Prabhupada. But Srila Prabhupada who took this very seriously. Because we have to understand the context, that that's a time where he was, you know, envied by his god brothers, and they were creating some kind of like putting Srila Prabhupada's position down in ISKCON, in International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And also they were some of them were decrying the position of founder Acharya. So Prabhupada was, which Tamal Krishna Maharaj didn't know about this, all this happening in background. So Prabhupada writing, you know, he was firm actually. He quote this verse that Esse Deve Para Bhakti Yata Deve Tata Guru Tashyate Khatita Hi Artha Prakashanta Mahatmana. One who has got unflinching faith in the Supreme Lord and similar faith in his spiritual master, to him only the imports of Vedic knowledge becomes revealed. He says, yeah, Narada Muni was a maid servant in the previous life and he got the mercy. He explained that you can be a sadhana siddha, you can be a nitya siddha, or you can be a kripa siddha. You get perfected. That is previous life. Now he is a, you know, a pure devotee of the Lord. Now what makes a difference that if you understand the previous life or not? Now he got a mercy and now currently he is a pure devotee of the Lord. So Prabhupada says, similarly, what makes a difference? I am the spiritual master, I am here, I am giving the instruction, you just follow. Why you want to know about the previous life and things like that? Even if you know previous life about myself, what makes a difference to you? And then he says, yeah, the astrologer said that previous life I was a doctor, I was a, you know, practitioner, surgeon, medicationer. But now, you know, the pure, you know, observing the process. So Prabhupada, you know, like a jolting, he was giving instruction to Tamal Krishna Maharaj. But one should understand, this is for, you know, whatever, you know, disciple, grand disciples coming after Srila Prabhupada leave. Because Srila Prabhupada is our primary Shiksha Guru in ISKCON. And he is the founder Acharya of ISKCON. And we take instruction from Srila Prabhupada's books. This, by following the instruction and the purport of Srila Prabhupada, we are actually getting the real faith in Krishna. It's like there is Ganges. The Ganges river carries many things. You can see the oblation, flowers, the corpse and the dead bodies and animals, everything. But the Ganges river find its way and swiftly flow down and meet the ocean. So nothing can stop Ganges because it's so powerful. So similarly, the spiritual masters or the teachers or the Shiksha Guru or Diksha Gurus are like the rivers. And the living entities or the disciples or the, you know, they are the things which is there in the rivers. And they are going to reach the ocean of transcendental pleasure, which is Krishna's lotus feet. But there will be distraction. There will be doubting, which will attract the living entity to the shores of the river. One should stay in the river, that itself, it is confirming that he will reach the destination. One don't have to do anything external. Just following the instruction of the spiritual master, just following the instruction of Srila Prabhupada, that itself, so we are in the river. That will make sure that river is going to the ocean. So similarly, the living entities also reach the ocean of transcendental pleasure. But having this doubt on spiritual master, having the doubt on devotees, having the doubt on the process, having the doubt on the activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, having doubt on Srimad Bhagavatam is like the distraction, is like the impediments, is like the obstacle in our path in the journey of spiritual life. Just allow ourselves to continue the process and get purified by the process itself, and one has all faith, and then he can give faith to others. So I'll just stop here and see if anyone has. I didn't cover the pastime of Nara Narayan Rishi. So maybe next speaker or something like that.
do the justice. Yes, Prabhu. Yes. You can add something.
Didn't believe that Mahaprabhu was the Supreme Person of the Garden. Because in the seventh canto, Bhava Maharaj calls the Lord Sri Yuga. He's only come to three yugas. But his brother-in-law, Gopinathacharya, quoted verses from Srila Bhagavatam Mahaprabhu to prove to him the Lord Abhagav, Mahaprabhu, is the Yuga Avatar.
Yes. Yes,
ma'am. You mentioned there are different types of sannyasis.
Yeah.
Where do these sannyasis fit in those three categories?
ISKCON sannyasis are Paramahamsa and Parivajakcharya. Because there is this, that usually we have that, you know, that Kuttichaka, Bahudaka, Paramahamsa, and Parivajacharya. So the Nityananda Prabhu broke the danda of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu was upset. He said, you know, why you need danda? The danda will be carried only by Kuttichaka and Bahudaka sannyas, and they have to carry for 1 or 2 years. After that, they give up some danda and they travel and they preach Parivajacharya and they become Paramahamsa. But you are already a Paramahamsa. You don't need danda. So he broke the danda of Mahaprabhu into three. And then Acharya also says, because he received the danda from Mayavad school, so then he became Tridanda. That way, you know, you surrender your body, mind, words, and the fourth is the soul. So ISKCON, you know, They are, you know, already into Parivajacharya and Paramahamsa because they are continuously traveling and preaching the glories of. You don't see, you know, them to sitting at the outside of a village, or you don't see them sitting, you know, going house by house to get madhukari because they are already, you know, in the preaching. And yeah. Because he's saying that Krishna consciousness means declaring war against Maya, that we are devotee undergo a lot of tribulation and, you know, problem. So how do we understand it's a mercy of the Lord, right? Yeah, because the point is, if we understand that's a mercy of the Lord, then we are, you know, in a safe position. Because as I said, you know, it's a difficult step one to take, that one turn to Krishna when it comes to difficulties, because it's it requires a lot of faith and it requires a lot of determination and conviction and confident that Krishna will protect. So that's why we read, we associate with devotees, we associate with senior devotees to get that kind of faith. You know. For example, if you take life of Srila Prabhupada, 40 rupees in hand and, you know, going to US, it requires, you know, it's so, you know, in one way, Krishna is showing an example. Krishna is, you know, helping us. There is a high benchmark and high, you know, standard. So we cannot, you know, complain or grieve. If everything would have been, you know, like a red carpet walk for Srila Prabhupada, we would have to, because, you know, everything was arranged. So look at me, I have to struggle, undergo. We can't say like that. We can't do anything. We just have to, you know, pray to Srila Prabhupada and devotees and deities. Because, you know, example is given. Examples are that not only Srila Prabhupada, you can say current sannyasis or current gurus or current senior devotees. You know, they're sacrificing so much, right? They could have been topper in a material pursuit. They could be, you know, a billionaire or millionaire. But they give up, you know, because they know Krishna is there, surrender to Krishna, pray to Krishna. You pray to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Yes, you know, I was, you know, recently, that if you are unhappy, I'll give you one tip. It's a very helpful tip. If you're unhappy and sad, then you go to Nityananda Prabhu. Yes, he is Premananda Sukhi. He is always happy. Vipagaro, Kanakaro, Ami Boro Dukhi. If you are unhappy, you go to the happy person. Then he will give you happy. So it's easy. So whenever you are unhappy, call out Nityananda. Then you will become happy. Yeah. Okay, no competition. One. Yeah, tell me.
Why did Nityananda Prabhu break the danda of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu?
He didn't break. That's what Mahaprabhu asked after taking bath and came. Prabhu Nityananda, where is my danda? Like that he asked. Then Nityananda said, Prabhu, you were in ecstasy and you fell on me and I was catching you and we both fell on the danda. Poor danda. It cannot hold the weight of both of us. So it got broken. So Nityananda Mahaprabhu said, I didn't break. Nityananda said, we both fell on the danda. Danda got broken. What I can do? He said, Nityananda Mahaprabhu fed up. Oh, I'm going, that's it, you know. Because, you know, Nityananda Prabhu, you know, he is a reject Paramahamsa. Advaita Acharya said, you are a reject Paramahamsa. You know, you are like, no one, no rules and regulation like that. You know, he's Avaduta. So Nityananda Prabhu said, I didn't break. Then Mahaprabhu got tapped up and then he walked away like that. Okay? Really, you know, same, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also has the same question. Why did you break? Because he was not very specific whom he wanted. He prayed to, like, O God. Now, O God means, you know, you can address many gods. You can be demigod, devata, or supreme lord. So all the three came. That's right. He was not very specific. Oh, Krishna, like, you know, I want Krishna, like that. So he wanted the supreme creator or the creator or the maintainer and destructor. So the three representative came. So when you're praying, you should pray to Krishna. No God, oh devata, like that. You should pray, Krishna, please help me, like that. You pray directly to Krishna. Radha Vallabha. Yeah? You don't pray to God, the Supreme Lord. You call Nityananda, Gauranga, Krishna, like that, right? Direct name. Your mother won't call you, oh beta, oh son. Aigriva, you come here. Right? So like that. So when you pray, we should pray to Krishna. Okay? We'll finish here. గంత్ర శ్రీమద్ భాగవతంకి శ్రీ ప్రభుపాదికి.